Uganda is experiencing some of its most unpredictable weather in 20 years. Weather experts say the reason is El Niño, a climate event that affects weather conditions worldwide. El Niño takes place when water temperatures in the Pacific Ocean warm and redirect wind movements. Godfrey Majuni works at Uganda's Meteorological Data Center. He says rains will continue through what should be the country's dry season. He says that if El Niño remains strong, he expects heavy rainfall during the months of January and February. Heavy rains have already led to a rise in cholera cases. The disease has killed at least 6 people in western Uganda. In rural, mountainous areas, people have been asked to leave their homes because of the risk of landslides. In the capital, Kampala, a number of wetland systems are responsible for drainage. These systems remove surplus water during periods of increased rainfall. However, both legal and illegal building projects have blocked the flow of water. A World Bank report blames weak rules for the worsening of local wetlands. A spokesman with the Kampala Capital City Authority says his agency is working to combat this problem. He says one problem is people leaving wastes and other objects in drainage channels. Uganda has increased disaster management teams around the country. But even preventative measures could leave some of the nation's poorest residents with nowhere to go. I'm Jonathan Evans.